You wear many hats, and you're very familiar with the Alabama Crimson Tide. You watched Dee Milliner play throughout his collegiate career. He had some rough patches last year in his rookie season, but he's going to be taken over as the number one cornerback for this team. And you're talking about the perimeter. What do you anticipate from Dee, and what is his ceiling?
Yeah, I think with Dee Milliner, you know, people forget he was a five-star recruit coming out of high school. He came in and started a number of games as a freshman, then ended up being a nickelback his second year, and then emerged his junior year as the shutdown corner for Alabama. Now, interestingly enough, they played him into the boundary most of the time, meaning the short side of the field. And the reason they did that was because he was excellent in run support, and also in the college game, most of the passes are directed into the short side of the field. So he had a lot of pass breakups. He had a number of interceptions. He was involved in a lot of action. The biggest concern I had about Dee going into the NFL was the fact that when you're drafted in the top 10, the expectation is that you're going to be able to go out in space to the wide side of the field where a receiver has a three-way go, and you're going to be able to play man-to-man coverage. And I think that's an area where he's going to grow the most. He certainly has the skill to be able to do that. I think he's got the right kind of mentality. We saw him really play well down the stretch. And I think in his case, you will see a carryover from the end of the season in 2013 to the beginning of the season in 2014. Now, as an organization, a team, each year is unto itself. But from an individual player standpoint, there absolutely can be some carryover. I think you'll see that from Dee this year.
That Jets secondary could be really young in 2014. In the first round, they addressed the safety position, taking Louisville product Calvin Pryor, a big hitter. What do you anticipate from him as a rookie?
Well, I think Calvin Pryor, you know, he fits the profile of a Rex Ryan, Dennis Thurman type defensive back. He's very physical. I thought he did an excellent job of staying square to the line. He was rarely out of position. And so they will be able to integrate him into the run support. I think you'll also see him play in the deep middle part of the field. That's the thing about the Jets defense. They need their safeties to be multiple, and I think Calvin Pryor is a nice fit. Again, though, he's a player that's more in the middle part of the field. And so it didn't really address some of the perimeter issues that the Jets had last year. And I think, again, that's where the question marks are with this team.